Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Google people are smart people, and especially their CEO, Sundar Pichai. He has issued a remote work order for most of his 200,000 employees and contractors to continue to work from home through next June.
That's nearly about a year from now.
A little year. Yes, home.
So wait. You are telling me that Google CEO told the majority of its employees they can work from home for a whole ass year?
Yep.
What?
Absolutely. He originally planned to have a significant number of his employees begin returning to his headquarters in Mountain View, California this summer. But the date got pushed back, and now pushed back again as this virus keeps spreading. I am in Atlanta, Georgia right now working from home because of a COVID-19 scare we had there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if I come back to Chicago right now, I got to quarantine for 14 days? Nope.
Guess what?
My ass is staying right here until further notice.
Now, I'm back in the studio because I got my results back, and our policy is if you test negative and you show the results, you can come back. I couldn't work from home. It's not for me. I don't think it's for everybody, but I do understand for my husband, for example, he's saving so much money not commuting to work, not parking downtown, not eating out every day in expensive West Loop, and he legit wants to stay at home. It just makes sense financially. And the fact that he can do his job just as good at home as he can at work. So I get it in that sense.
Is this show still funny?
Yeah.
Are we still having a good time?
We're having a great time.
All right. I'm sitting in the closet, okay, with a microphone plugged into a laptop. I cannot blame Google's CEO. Safety first. I don't understand this rush to putting the kids back in school. Well, I do understand that because it costs $4 million per school to keep a school running.
Yeah.
So they got to put some butts in the seats, okay? But if Google, who owns their own campus, is willing to tell 200,000 workers to stay home and work from home and be safe, why are we trying to rush our children back into the Chicago public school system? Why? When you can't even go into a bar and have a drink with other people, but it's okay for your kids to sit in a classroom for 8 hours with other kids?
Yeah, what are they going to do at lunchtime? What is that going to look like?
These are children we're talking about. These are developing minds. These minds are being developed by teachers. What are you going to do, Jen? What are you going to do with your kids?
Okay, so I think for CPS, don't quote me on this, but I hear some moms chattering that it's possible you can have the option to do 100% remote learning. And I think I'm going to do that just because my kid is only in kindergarten and I want to see my family. My mom's 71. I really had good success with him learning from home. I actually really enjoyed it. So I think that's good for me. I know for a lot of other parents, that's not an option. But for me, that's what I want to do. I want to do the 100% remote learning if CPS can do that for me.
Send your kids to school or keep them home. We'll talk more about that coming up on the Ed Lover Morning Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.